2 Samuel chapter 7. Now when the king had settled into his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his surrounding enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan encouraged the king, "Go, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." That same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says, will you be the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought the Israelites out of Egypt, even to this day, but have traveled using a tent for my dwelling place. Wherever I have moved with the Israelites, did I ever say anything to any of the tribal leaders whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, complaining, 'Why haven't you built me a house of cedar?' Now, therefore, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord of hosts says. I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be a leader over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies before you, and I will make your name great, as famous as the greatest who have ever lived on the earth. I will establish a place for my people Israel, and will plant them there, so that they may live in their own place, and not be disturbed any more. Neither will violent men oppress them any more, as they did at the beginning, from the day that I appointed judges to be over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. Furthermore, the Lord declares to you that he will build you a house. When your days are completed, and you sleep with your fathers, I will set up one of your descendants after you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he sins, I will discipline him with the rod of men, and with stripes inflicted by human beings. But my steadfast love will never be taken from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I ousted before you. Your house and your kingdom will be made secure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." Nathan declared all these words according to this whole vision. Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord. He said, "Who am I, O sovereign Lord, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? Yet even this was a small thing in your eyes, O sovereign Lord, for beyond that you have spoken also about your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this the way you usually treat men, O sovereign Lord? What more can I say to you? For you know your servant, O sovereign Lord. For the sake of your promise, in accordance with your own heart, you have done all this great thing, revealing it to your servant. How great you are, O sovereign Lord, for there is no one like you. We have never heard of any God like you. What other nation on the earth is like your people Israel? Is there another nation whom God redeemed as a people for himself, to make a name for himself by performing great wonders and awesome deeds, and by driving out nations and gods for those whom you redeemed from Egypt? You established your people Israel to be your people forever, and you, O Lord, became their God. Now, O sovereign Lord, confirm forever the word you have promised concerning your servant and his house. Do just as you have promised. Let your name be magnified forever, saying, 'The Lord of hosts is God over Israel,' and the house of your servant David will be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have revealed to your servant, 'I will build you a house.' Therefore your servant has had the courage to pray this prayer to you. Now, O sovereign Lord, you are God, and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O sovereign Lord, have spoken. May the house of your servant be blessed with your blessing forever."